This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time for the Spillover with Raf and AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you today.
Good morning.
We look forward to the title games on Sunday in the NFL, AFC, NFC title games. Now, Sip is unlike me and Bill and probably most of America that wants to see a repeat of Eagles-Chiefs from 2 years ago. I'd like to see Bills-Commanders because we haven't seen it. But Sip likes things the way they are, apparently. Is that right, Sip?
Well,
how would you describe why you want that matchup again?
Well, I'll tell you
please,
why.
Please,
I want
do.
The Chiefs in the championship game because I want to see them try for history, become the first team to win three consecutive Super Bowls, which would be monumental. So that's why I want to see the Chiefs. And then the matchup that I prefer is the Eagles. I want to see Saquon Barkley in the playing for it all. The Sirianni storyline's, intriguing to me. It's not by a wide margin that I want the Eagles over the Commanders, but I just prefer that.
Are you guys in the same boat? Because listen.
Well.
I am sick of the Chiefs.
Well.
No support.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're a Chiefs fan, I think people are sick of the Chiefs.
Sick of the Chiefs.
I think I'd be up for a rematch of, I believe it was the 1992 Super Bowl, and I'm going to go with the Bills and the Commanders.
Okay, that was 92?
It was
Marv
92.
Levy?
Yep, Mark Rippon was the MVP for the
That was
the
when
Redskins
Levy thing. Was losing Super Bowl.
Four straight. That was part of four straight L's for the Bills. Still have not won one, but they made four straight, which is impressive.
Mm-hmm. Hey, couldn't so get it what done, about though. You, AD?
You know, I was telling Raph and some other guys yesterday, it would be cool to see someone do a three-peat. It'd be cool to see it. I have no problems with the Chiefs whatsoever. With that being said, would it be cool to see Philly and Saquon and those guys get one, especially the year that Saquon has had? He was basically in a football misery when he was with the Giants.
Yes,
That type of talent to be in that bad of an organization at the time. The Commanders, though, I mean –
great story.
You got a rookie quarterback, you know, which would be sweet to see them doing. They've been in the cellar for years as well.
They have.
And do you look at, you go to your Buffalo Bills, you know, four straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
To see Josh Allen finally get out of the shadow of Mahomes would be sweet. I put it this way. I don't care who wins. I got.
He don't care, but he's rooting for the Bills.
No, I got love for all of them, man.
Bills
I
Mafia.
Do. I like Josh the way he plays, but I like all of them, man. Like I said, I don't really care. Here's my thing on Super Bowl. I don't want it to be a blowout. Whoever gets there, I want it to be a good game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm indifferent.
I am shocked, frankly, by this Chiefs fatigue discussion.
They've been there every year for 7 years. You're not surprised by that?
A little. I'm still.
It was
a little
the
surprised.
Same with the Patriots. Oh yeah, the Patriots are. It's Tom Brady once again. It's, can't wait for the same thing over and over and over and over again.
It's Andy Reid and Mahomes. It's the likability's high. I would think. Now, I get this. Now, you guys are going to get into this discussion that I don't know even that much about, that they've been, there's favoritism by the refs for the Chiefs, that the opponent has had more flags than the Chiefs in
11 straight playoff games.
That's a lot.
11 straight playoff games, the Chiefs have been flagged for less penalties than their opponent.
Maybe they're just more disciplined.
They might. They're possible. Unlikely, but possible.
I will say this, though. Now, we'll talk about it a lot in our first segment after our rap session.
Yeah, what are we doing today?
I am going to say this, though.
Okay.
Mahomes, it's no different than Brady. It's no different than Jordan in the NBA. It's no different than Kobe. When you're the top, you're going to get calls. And I think you'd be remiss.
You're right.
Come on, Chiefs fans. I love you guys. My neighbor, in fact, just to Eric Fuentes, if he's listening, he's heading down there now. He's the season ticket holder for like years. He's heading down now. And
Eric.
Yeah, Fuentes, that's my guy, man.
Cool.
You can't deny that there's some favoritism that goes on at times. And I'm not saying it determines outcomes of games.
Hey guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But I am saying this. If you breathe on Mahomes the wrong way, like you did Brady, like you did Jordan, you were going to get those calls. But you know what, though? Win.
Kobe.
Yeah, I mean, if you looked at Jordan the wrong way, Jordan would look at the refs like, we're going to call that, right?
You're right.
Brady would do the same thing
AD's
at times.
Speaking some major
Mahomes,
truth.
Am I wrong? Mahomes has done the same thing at times. Look at the refs like, we're going to call that? What you think?
Really?
Kind of hurt.
Not going to call that?
You know, so, I mean, that's when you're on top, certain things happen like
fatigue,
that at times.
Fatigue, huh?
I'm fatigued.
Raph is a Broncos fan.
Well, he's a Broncos fan.
I'm a Bills fan. I'm rooting for the Bills. I'm a Dolphins fan. I'm rooting for the Bills.
Was it a Freudian slip?
I'm a Dolphins fan. And I am pulling for the Bills.
I did.
I misspoke. I am a Dolphins fan, and I am rooting for the Bills. Because I'm sick of the Chiefs. Now, what's going to happen is that they'll probably win, and then they go on this 4 years in a row that they win, you know, make the Super Bowl. I'll be sick of them, too. But I want to see something different. I do. And Josh Allen, although he's
but
in the division.
You're seeing something different. You're seeing a team just dominate. Wouldn't go dominate.
Like the Bills. The Bills are fun to watch.
They win. I wouldn't go dominate.
The Chiefs are the weirdest 15-2 team ever.
I'm with AD on this.
They don't score.
Now, hold on. I heard Herm Edwards talk about this, Raph, this very subject where a caller or a radio host had Herm on and said they don't really dominate. Herm Edwards is like, wait a second.
They win.
What's their record?
Well, no, they win.
What's their record?
But they have
that's what matters.
It hasn't been a dominating fashion. That's what I mean.
Now that's the discussion. And
I'm going to say this, though. Does it
matter?
What's
the record?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't matter.
That's dominant.
Well, I guess now they're 16-2 with the playoff win.
So we're doing more with linguistics.
They're winning. They're winning with talent and a little bit of luck.
And coaching.
I'd say a lot of luck because they're 15. And they're 16-2 and all tight games. They've won like 11 straight one possession games, something like that.
See, Herm Edwards' point was it's dominant. We don't forget the scores. They're 16-2.
Yeah.
That's dominant.
Winning.
Yeah, winning.
Winning.
So I guess it's an interesting discussion.
Dominant to me is like the 85 Bears. That's dominant.
Rolling
like
up,
winning
big scores.
46 to nothing.
So you're talking about from score wise. Yes.
Dominant.
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs, they've had several games this year where they've had less offensive yards. They've had less, you know, less of everything. If you look at their rankings, like which rankings at the end of the day, it don't matter. It's just who win the game. But when I see dominant, I think to myself, okay, Ravens defense dominant.
I totally get it because my antenna went up when I was listening to this program because I thought like you. I was like, when it was suggested that the Chiefs are dominant, I'm like, no, they're not. They're not dominant. But then Herm chimed in and said, wait a second. What's their record? And I think at the time they were 11-1 or 11, whatever. And he goes, that's dominant. Herm made me kind of think differently about it. He goes, that's dominant.
They just keep backing
up.
League,
so, okay, so the in this Chiefs, league, it doesn't have to be rolling up big
so
scores.
If this,
you win 11.
It's in the words of Al Davis, just win.
Just win, baby.
Right.
It's like you said, like at the end of this year, if the Chiefs end up winning the Super Bowl and they win their third straight, where do they rate on teams in NFL history? Are they the best team in it since they were the one that won the third straight?
I don't know.
Or do you rank them behind maybe the Chiefs' like first team where they had Tyreek Hill and they had?
I think that conversation. I see what you're saying. I think it's premature depending on how they finish. Now, if they finish, that's going to be a great discussion on where they rank as far as you know their previous Super Bowl teams as well as other franchises as well. Throughout the years.
It's still amazing how much Steve Spagnuolo has changed that team defensively over the years. I mean, they could score a bunch of points early with Mahomes, and they couldn't stop anything. And now, again, they don't score that many points. They just have remarkable defense and really good special teams as well.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah, they are very good on all three phases of the game, man.
That's coaching, man.
Yeah.
It's not just talent, Raph. They got Spagnuolo and Andy Reid. Whoever their special teams coaches, I don't know.
That Taub, is he telling their team? Dave Taub.
But when you have Spagnuolo and Andy Reid.
That's a dangerous combination, man.
Good game. Eagles, Commanders at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and Bills, Chiefs, and KC at 5:30. That's it for us. The Drive with AD Raff and AG is next for Steve Zippel and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.